This is New England Public Radio News. Our spring music series continues now. We're profiling musical artists from around the region. Today we hear from a Puerto Rican composer who teaches in the music department at Trinity College in Hartford. Don Roman's contemporary classical music swings to the beat of beloved Puerto Rican dances and songs. New England Public Radio's Tema Silk has more.
Don Roman has written for all sorts of combinations of instruments, from symphony orchestras to saxophone and viola duets. His new string quartet, commissioned by Cuarteto Latinoamericano, a Latin Grammy-winning classical music ensemble based in Mexico, premieres at the Hart School next week. Roman began composing as a young teenager growing up in Puerto Rico. He doesn't know why he started exactly, just that simply playing instruments wasn't enough.
And I think this is might be very common with all composers, that we don't know exactly why we do it. It's simply just an impulse. It's an instinct. There's a drive that we need to create.
Composing wasn't Roman's first musical ambition. He was enthralled with the heavy metal band Metallica and dreamt of becoming a rock star. But then Roman's father gave him a recording of a classical guitarist, the late Spanish virtuoso Andrés Segovia, which he loved. He didn't abandon the music of Metallica.
But this was a door opening in a new direction.
During all of his childhood, Roman was also hearing loads of popular music and folk songs from Puerto Rico and the Caribbean, often played live by members of his family. His grandmother and sister were both songwriters. His father played accordion and piano, and many family members played guitar and sang. But no matter who you are or where you come from in Puerto Rico, Roman says, you're going to hear folk music.
It's a part of all of us, and we are very proud of our heritage, like anyone from, you know, any part of the world, but we are really proud of the legacy of the bomba and the plena. And that salsa, which is not really just Puerto Rican, you know, it's a mix of Puerto Rican traditions with Cuban traditions and traditions from South America, and then all of that coming into the United States.
As a composer, Roman found himself most interested in a couple of contemporary classical genres, minimalism and post-minimalism. Basically, that's music centered around a very simple and concise idea, like this one. And that idea gets repeated a lot.
And you keep repeating it and looping it, creating ostinatos, and then over time you make little changes. One change here, and then another change here, and then you add details and you keep layering on top of one another just to create more complex structures.
For many classical music listeners, minimalism is still a stretch. It wasn't instantly Roman's cup of tea either. It was so different from the music he was used to, he says. So much repetition, and it took so long to get to the point. But after a while, he fell for it.
It's hypnotic. It's really fantastic.
As minimalism grew on Roman, he began noticing an overlap between aspects of it and the songs and dances of Puerto Rico and the Caribbean, which are grounded in repetitive rhythms that are full of energy, like this plena song, Matana Bum Bum. So he decided to try experimenting by bringing both of them together, to merge them, by taking basic Puerto Rican rhythmic motifs.
And you displace them a little bit, so that gives you this kind of like swing.
Here, in his piece called Passing Puntos, for violin, cello, and piano, Roman builds on the melody of the plena we just heard. Merging the rhythms and melodies of Puerto Rico and the Caribbean with the forms of minimalism and post-minimalism has apparently made for a happy marriage. Roman is still at it after many years. He says the Puerto Rican influences in his more recent music are still very much present. They just might not be quite as obvious as on the surface as in some of his earlier work. He's not done experimenting. Divisiones, or Divisions, the piece for string quartet premiering next week, was inspired by the mobiles of sculptor Alexander Calder, which have no set beginning or end. Performers can choose to play the music many different ways, creating their own paths by combining certain parts, divisions within the piece, in the order they choose.
So I don't know if I was able to achieve something like that, but maybe it's an experiment in the right direction.
Roman also doesn't know how Quarteto Latinoamericano will choose to put Divisiones together at the premiere next week. He'll find out just as the others in the audience do, in real time. For New England Public Radio, I'm Tema Silk.